talking with the experts.
Learn actionable strategies for personal and professional growth in episode 544 with Atlas Altman.
Instead of trying to network all the time, build something awesome and watch the network come to you. Rose, I don't know anybody. Do you know anybody that's doing that right now? I don't know. Maybe it's you. Because like we're having this conversation and you have so many amazing people on your show. I think you know what I'm talking about when Cody says that. So your networking process should be, what have you done? Stephen Covey and John Maxwell. John Maxwell says you have to do the did first. So what did you do in order to have a weight in someone else's network? So I'm connected with a lot of people I never would have dreamed of being connected with before I joined the White House, you know, staff agencies. Then I start talking to people who are affluent in the United States, and then they introduce
talking with the experts.
Looking to elevate your brand? Advertise on Talking with the Experts and reach a global audience. With over 36,000 monthly listeners, your message will resonate with a dedicated and engaged community. Hosted by Rose Davidson, our podcast is ranked in the top 100 in Australia and the top 20 in New Zealand. Boost your brand visibility, connect with potential customers, and drive conversions. Our listeners are eager for innovative solutions and expert insights. Let your brand be the one they trust. Ready to grow with us? To learn more about advertising opportunities, contact us today.
Talking with the experts.
Welcome to Talking with the Experts, where we believe that success is a journey, and every journey is easier with help from friends. That's why we bring you top-notch experts and real business heroes eager to share their lessons from the road to success. We delve into new topics each week: effective marketing strategies, innovative problem solving, financial planning, and team building. We tackle everything you need to know to grow your business and keep it thriving. Whether you dream about launching your first startup or a business veteran looking to shake things up, we've got you covered. With each episode, you'll gain knowledge, boost your confidence, and be inspired to take action. So, grab a coffee, make yourself comfortable, and join our exciting journey. You're not alone in this. We're here, guiding you, cheering for you, and celebrating each milestone. Let's turn your business dreams into reality, starting today. Here is your host, Rose Davidson.
Hello, welcome to Talking with the Experts. I'm your host, Rose Davidson from rosedavidson.com. Talking with the Experts is all about business, by business owners, for business owners. You can find it on all podcasting streaming platforms and on YouTube. And I've just been having a delightful conversation with Atlas Altman, who is my next guest. And we're going to be discussing all things about networking, and your network is your network. You are the average of the top five people that you have in your life, and this includes your social media. And Atlas has a saying that you need to be careful you let in your life, and they will change it. So over the last three decades, he's found tips and tricks that will get you to win quicker, and he shares what he's learned on the shows that he does once a week. Now, a little bit about Atlas, and I won't tell you his whole story. I'll let him tell you that. He is a number one international best-selling author in 13 categories, my goodness, including leadership, personal transformation, motivation, management, and a heap of others, who has featured on major US TV news and on Google. He was named a top 40 under 40 in technology and innovation from leading elite teams in special operations and the White House. He recently shared his lessons on a TEDx, my goodness me, and it's has thousands of likes, and we're going to talk about some of the lessons he shares to immediately change lives. Atlas, it is such a pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much for joining me on Talking with the Experts.
Thanks, Rose. After hundreds of shows and listening to you go through the intros, It's just so good to be here and hear you introduce me. I'm so excited for this show.
And so glad for that. You're making me blush. Look. Listen, no. you told me a little bit about your journey, about how you've got here, but please share that with our listeners today.
Yeah. So, yeah, 30 years. I've always worked my hardest. I actually put it in the TED stage talk. I kind of devoted what I learned to my mom, and my mom pushed me in a direction really early to be the best that I could be. You know, people always say, my mom used to say this, or my dad used to say this, but my mom used to say, you know, show up, do your best. And I heard that. And if I didn't, I got a nice smack in the face sometimes, but I always did my best. And after now 35 years of applying that knowledge that my mom gave me, plus some lessons learned, some of them the hard way, I found a lot of different things that help people. And I'd like to share some of those with your audience, like you talked about today. One of the things that I really like to get into really quick is it doesn't matter who you are or where you're at in your life, we overcomplicate things. We make it harder on purpose, I think, sometimes. And one of the things that I always like to do, one of the things I learned early, but now I've perfected. There's no way I perfect this. But it's a decision cycle. And what we always hear growing up and then in schools is the 5 W's. And that's who, what, where, when, and why. And if you have that information, right, you wait for all of those 5 W's. If you're really fancy, you get the how there too, right? So you got 6 things. You're waiting for all 6 things to come in so that you can make a decision. Don't do that. That's just don't do that. The thing that I found the most success in is paring it down to 3 things. And we all kind of do this whenever we're faced with a problem. And it looks like this. How much is it going to cost for this problem to go away? So if your car breaks down, you're like, oh my gosh, how much is this going to cost, right? That's immediately what people think nowadays. We're conditioned to do it. The second thing is, how long am I going to be without my car? You know, I need my car to get to work. And so it's like cost and then money. And then the last thing is, who can fix it? And so what I found the easiest way to fix problems and get to the solution without having to go through all of that conglomeration and pulling in all that data and information is to look at who could be the person who helps me with whatever the problem is. So I look at the experts first, just like your show is geared for. That's why I love your show. If I can find somebody who's an expert in their field and apply it to marketing or business or entrepreneurship or mindsets or health, any of those things, if I have a problem and I find an expert, they save me money and they save me time. So where we're at, the easiest cycle is to find the expert and then ask them how much time and money it's gonna take. Instead of speculating and trying to figure it out yourself, you'll be a lot better off finding experts, just like you do for your show. So I just want to say thank you for that, because that decision cycle makes it a lot easier for me whenever somebody that I international. I'm going top podcast and I'm looking down the list on what they say. And I'm like, maybe I should check this person out on LinkedIn or YouTube. And I do. So
that's the best way to make a decision is to get, you know, even if it's pseudo advice from somebody, you know, as you say, you do your research, you know, it simplifies that decision-making process.
Yeah. And so, like you said earlier in the show, one of my sayings that I love to say is, be careful who you let into your life, because they will change it. And it used to be that you are the average of the top 5 people that you hang around. Your network is your net worth. You know, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. But we've connected with the world so much deeper than we ever have before, that I'm talking to you and we're on opposite sides of the globe right now, sharing information. And we couldn't possibly do this as easily 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Right. So now we're connected at a level to where we're putting content together to help a larger audience that they can now get, instead of, well, I have to be friends with Rose in order to get Rose's help. You know, I can look you up. I could see your shows and I'd be like, wow, Rose has got a lot of stuff that I want to get into. So let me tap into this, this, and this. And that has just not been an option until recently. So if you figure out who you want to be and you figure out who's already made it, the world is so much more connected now to get to the end state faster than ever before through the people who have shown you the path. And it's all recorded nowadays.
Yeah, and I think COVID had is one of the good things that came out of COVID was that, you know, previously to COVID, Zoom meetings weren't a thing. They're always something, you know, to be frowned upon, I suppose, and people dreaded them. I know I did. And then COVID came along and we had no other way to communicate with each other really on a face-to-face basis. So, you know, using things like YouTube or, you know, FaceTime or any of those other online platforms, you know, really helped us and helped the world come closer together. And it has been a good thing because it has continued on since the pandemic has, you know, sort of faded away into the into nothingness. But, yeah, there's I mean, yeah, that's what you have to be thankful for the podcast or for the pandemic because, yeah, it's brought people together in a way that they hadn't been before. And it's I don't know, it's changed the world, as you said.
It really has. It really has changed the world. You know what I've really noticed recently is we've gotten really good at body language above the waist. Because cheat code for me, like when I'm talking to someone, when I'm talking to anyone, and I'm giving them instructions, I look at their feet to see if they're pointed at me. And the body language of the feet, wherever the feet are pointed, that's where the direction of attention is posted. I always look at their feet. So if I'm looking at their feet and they're paying attention to me, I know I can continue into deeper and deeper granular details if I want to. But I can't do that on a podcast. So what I notice on podcasts and Zoom meetings is the screen's either turned off or on. If it's turned off, you might as well just say they're not listening, right? Yeah. And then when it's on, you'll often see somebody with like a book in their hand and they'll be like reading the book. I'm like, oh, that person's not paying attention. So the above the waist body language, when you're using your hands and you're trying to get into the graph or you're pointing at something, I'm engaging with you. And that translates to in-person conversations a lot more. I've seen a lot more people use like their hands. I mean, people are using their hands now. Thanks, COVID. But like, this is something 5 years ago that I just wouldn't have seen come out as natural as it has. So yeah, I agree with you. There's been some benefits.
Unless you're a hand talker like me, I can't not use my hands when I'm talking. So
me neither.
I must have a bit of Italian in me somewhere along the line.
Yeah, something. Yeah, I think that's yeah, maybe COVID has a little bit of an Italian basis because now we're all using our toxin in hands.
But I guess you know, in the networking and the way we network, you know, how can we use mindset, you know, that can gain a better understanding of the people around us and of ourselves?
Yeah, so I do a personal mutiny, because I recently found out through a friend of mine that my bloodline has a crazy heritage that was uncovered. My friend went to this castle and then I started talking to the family that's there and they do their own business in whiskey distribution now. But their story, their backstory is piracy, smuggling, and kings that protected a population. So now I'm full throttle into this piracy thing. And I've always had an interest in piracy. So this was not helpful for me. So when we started, I've been picking up a couple books and I'm digging into some pirate history. What I'm finding is a correlation between today's mindset and that mindset. And they're so far ahead of their times whenever they're looking at the world. So the golden age of piracy happened between the 1600s and, you know, 1720 or something like that. There was this crazy boom of natural power that happened in France and England, and everyone was fighting with each other. So they engaged people who had their own ships. So let me pause there. We all have our own vessel that we carry through the life, and it's this one. And it happens to have this as a brain. And, you know, the fuel that comes out of me comes through my mouth and through my actions, right? So I'm the pirate captain of my own ship. All right, let me resume. So they said, hey, if you own your own vessel and you want to help us, we will say it's okay if you hurt someone else. This comes out all the time. People have hidden agendas. They want to step over someone to get to some other location. And they feel a need to do that, like it's a competition. Where piracy came on, really like an interest, the light turned on for me was when I found out pirates were teaching other pirates tactics and processes to kind of free themselves from the bondage that they had from these ideas that existed in culture and society. You don't have to pick this person to follow. And even though they say it's okay, is it? So pirates came up with their own codes. They came up with their own rules and regulations. And I'm finding that internally in my vessel, I'm coming up with my own codes, which is I'm checking my social media. And sometimes people make it into my social media and I get some like crazy advertisement. I'm like, how did this happen? And I'm like, I do not look at, you know, Teslas. There's an example. I'm not a Tesla guy. I'm sorry. I like cars with engines, but Tesla ends up on my feed. I'm like, how did this happen? And then I start looking at who I'm connected with and I'll find like four or five different followers who just love Tesla. And I'm like, oh no, I got to take those people out because those aren't my people. But piracy right there. I'm taking the crowd and I'm looking at my crew and I'm saying, these people aren't for me. And then my feed returns back to normal. So I do it every quarter. And I have a little paper. I'm happy to give it to your guests. They can get it on my website. It's leaderskit.com / let's say gifts. And there's a little piracy thing. It tells you who you are, what your processes are for like thinking about things and who you want to be like. It lists targets because I don't like goals. I think goals are like New Year's resolutions and everyone has goals that they never attain. But whenever I set up a target, if I don't shoot the target, I just aim and shoot again until I hit the target. Then I have an option, right? I can either hit the target in a bullseye or I can move on to another target. It's an amazing little game that I play. So I put my targets up there, who I want to be. And then I find people that have already made it and I put them on my list too. And then I just do the cycle and I'm like, am I any closer to where I need to be? And yeah, it's been working out for me. Like everyone that I want to be like has written a book, check. Everyone who I wanted to be like is on stages all the time, check. Everyone that I want to be like has a TEDx talk, check. You know, so I'm like going through what they do and I'm trying to mirror it. And like, that's not a secret. That's been going on for years. It's just, we now have more access to it than ever before. So
process, Atlas, great process. And you know, it can be used in your business, can be used in your personal life, and you know, it's a great way for people to networking obviously is, you know, the name of the game these days, because you're right, you know, you are the sum of the five people that you associate with, whether it is in business or in your personal life. And that's what makes us the people that we are or the people that we want to become. So yeah, I love that little process. It's great.
Well, do you know who Cody Sanchez is from America? She's like a business buyer. She buys a lot of businesses in America.
I think I've heard the name, but I'm not overly familiar.
Great. She says, instead of trying to network all the time, build something awesome and watch the network come to you. Rose, I don't know anybody. Do you know anybody that's doing that right now? I don't know. Maybe it's you. Because like we're having this conversation and you have so many amazing people on your show. I think you know what I'm talking about when Cody says that. So your networking process should be, what have you done? Stephen Covey and John Maxwell. John Maxwell says you have to do the did first. So what did you do in order to have a weight in someone else's network? So I'm connected with a lot of people I never would have dreamed of being connected with before I joined the White House, you know, staff agencies. Then I start talking to people who are affluent in the United States, and then they introduce me to other people, and that's networking. But if I wouldn't have been in that situation or worked hard to be there, I never would have gotten the opportunity. Networking
Absolutely. Yeah.
requires you, action.
You have some breathing exercises that work, and you know, and how they can be tailored down to individual levels. Would you like to share those with us?
Absolutely. I love breathing in its rawest form. It's the first thing that Buddhist monks do is learn how to breathe. It's the first thing we do whenever we have life. And it's an amazing thing to work on. It's meditation. There's a whole bunch of studies around breathing. Mine is really easy. Anyone could do it right now. And they teach it to a lot of different schools, a lot of different elite schools, to calm yourself down and allow your training to engage, or allow your brain to catch up to where you are. Because a lot of high stress environments, your brain goes this way and your body stays right here. You're like, what's happening? And the way I connect things is called box breathing.
And
it's rawest form.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
that.
So box breathing starts with a four count. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to make this super compact so that you can get better at it and do it immediately. What it looks like is you do your box breathing in 4 second increments, right? You breathe in for 4 seconds, you hold for 4 seconds, you breathe out for 4 seconds, you hold for 4 seconds, and then you wait and you get this feeling that your brain and your body are connected, and you get that feeling. You wait for that feeling. You try to figure out that feeling. Whatever that feels like, try to do it in three. So you do up three, over three, down three, hold for three, right? And then try to do it two and one. And now what I do is I breathe in until I have the feeling. And it takes me about 2 to 3 seconds. And anytime I get on stage, anytime I get into a TV studio, anytime I'm going to be excited, not nervous, because it's the same body process, right? Mm-hmm. Whenever I'm going to be excited, I connect my mind and my body. And that 3 second pause just happened. No one notices. It's amazing how much control you have over the audience whenever they're waiting for you to talk, because you're breathing and connecting everything. And then you're ready to present, you're ready to go, everything goes flawlessly. And you're like, wow, it's just breathing. You're right. But no one practices breathing anymore. I don't understand that. So yeah, there it is.
Yeah. I need box breathing if I can't sleep. I have this really bad habit of not using it during the day when I'm particularly stressed. You know, I just plow through. But, you know, by the end of the day, my brain's just totally wired because, you know, as you said, my body's here, my brain's somewhere else, and it's just a big, huge rush to catch up. And so usually I can't sleep. That's when I use the box breathing. And I like to blink my eyes 100 times before I go to sleep, because it actually sends you to sleep doing that.
I haven't heard the blinking one. That's awesome.
Yeah. You blink rapidly 100 times, and you've got to count. So make sure you get to 100. But
it
actually sent me to sleep the other night. So, yeah, because I was extra stressed. So
in the 70s, doctors used to prescribe smoking as a stress relief.
Yeah, they did. And
Think about the process. You inhale for a couple seconds, and you hold for a couple seconds, and then you exhale for a couple seconds, and then you hold for a couple seconds. And you're supposed to release stress. And if you continuously do the box breathing, if you continuously do that cycle, it's going to relax you. It has nothing to do with anything that's going in your head. It's just breathing. But you get addicted to it, and now it's bad. It's not something you should do. But you can do smoke breaks or breathing breaks during the day. I love how you called that out. Yeah. Something a lot of people should do, because it's been proven. It's been proven by medicine. They just use the wrong tool.
Absolutely right. We could go on for hours and hours and hours at this. Honestly, we could. I've been enjoying this. I'm enjoying our conversation so much. But where can people find you if they want to find out more about you, or to reach out to you about your books? Oh, and I haven't talked about your books.
Yeah, everyone's got books nowadays. People read them and then
I haven't. I'm thinking on it, but I haven't done it yet.
You need to do a book. I'll tell you the reason why books are great is because people look at you differently once they have in their hands your fully designed process that you've been using for years to help people. And you're like, here it is. You know, so if you can put it into smaller words, like I started with kids' books, because if I can describe something to a kid, I really know what I'm talking about. And so I started with kids' books. My son helped me with the illustrations, and it was a father-son thing for a while. And we on accident made the international bestseller list the next day, because no one's writing kids' leadership books. Mm. So I have four of those. And then I had some help publishing my leadership book for all of my career, like lessons learned and best practices. But yeah, to reach me, Atlas Altman on LinkedIn. It's Atlas, like the guy who holds up the stars, and then Altman, AULTMAN. And you can hit me up on LinkedIn. If you hit me up on LinkedIn, it'll actually be me. All the other platforms, it may not be me. But I'm available on Instagram. I put out Monday Minutes, and that's research on teaming, culture, leadership. And then I put in funny things because I like to laugh. Do about a minute, and it comes out every Monday for free.
Wonderful. And you've got a alluded to this before, the leaders kit. And what's in there? What can people get out of it?
Yeah. So a leader's kit is what your company or team needs. So it's an assessment. And then I come in with a toolkit for if it's culture. So it's either processes, culture, or somebody needs to change something. And it's usually somebody needs to change something. And so I've taken this whole kit. And if you want like an hour course, I do a mutiny course. And I say, all right, guys, what don't you like about this? If there's any rule you could break that's stupid, what is it? And then I always get a stupid rule that everyone knows is stupid, but no one wants to change because we've been doing it forever. And then that rule changes and the culture goes up, the morale increases, and wow, we're winning a lot more, whether it's money, time back, the family, whatever they're looking for, they get it. So that's an hour-long mutiny course. I've been doing a lot of those. Those are pretty popular.
Yeah, I think the way the global environment is at the moment, there are rules that need to be changed, and I think to make us all better people and a better planet.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I'm serious.
Yeah. Oh, yes, so am I. There's just so much. But anyway, we won't go there. If you were to give some tip, hint, bit of advice to our listeners today, what might that be?
Listen. Listen first before anything. Listen, because the person who listens the most is usually the smartest person in the room and the smartest person in your life. And think about it. Your parents taught you a lot. They didn't do a lot of talking because they listened to you and then they responded. They didn't react. They waited, they listened to everything, and then they responded. So listen, that's the one word answer to life, I think. It's amazing how much you can learn whenever you have your mouth shut.
Yeah, I agree with that one. Atlas, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I really hope we can catch up again soon.
Absolutely, Rose. Thanks again.
You've been listening to Talking with the Experts, hosted by Rose Davidson. Make sure you have a look at our back catalogue over at talkingwiththeexperts.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss out on any episode. We look forward to your company next time. Talking with the Experts.